Use the brown bag approach. When Art was 23 and new to sales, he learned a valuable lesson from Joe, his sales manager and a legendary deal closer. Art was trying to convince Colese Bakery to lease trucks for its delivery fleet. However, Mr. Colese, the bakery owner, said Art's leasing bid wasn't competitive. Art tried to explain to Colese that despite the higher price, his bakery would benefit from having really good trucks, but Colese wasn't convinced. He believed all truck leases were the same. Art shared his problem with Joe, who then took him to the local grocery store and filled a shopping bag. Afterward, they went to see Colese. Joe acknowledged that Colese found his truck rental rates too high and explained, "I came down here to learn more." Colese appreciated Joe's effort but explained that the fees were higher than their competitors' prices. Unless Joe could charge less, Colese had nothing else to discuss. A lesson in salesmanship. Joe presented two loaves of bread to Colese and queried about the hefty price difference between their bakery's bread and the grocery store's. Curious, Colese rose and extolled his bread's virtues, citing superior ingredients, a top-notch process, and a cherished family recipe. After a fervent 10-minute pitch, Joe drew a parallel. "Mr. Colese, that's what we've been telling you about us. We're the Colese bread of truck leasing." Colese beamed and eagerly shook Joe's hand, agreeing to lease from Art and Joe. Flash forward, Art Vailey now serves as the chief operating officer of Penske Truck Leasing. He dedicates time to enhancing the sales skills of both novice and seasoned professionals, ensuring they can seal the deal effectively, become an ultra-high performer. To become ultra-high performers, UHPs, salespeople must manage their emotions, develop interpersonal skills, and control their sales relationships. Joe, undeterred by Colese's typical objections, responded creatively by presenting two loaves of bread. This piqued Colese's interest, leading him to wonder about Joe's next move. Joe gently prodded Colese to defend his bread, triggering a positive response in Colese's brain. Joe's statement, "We are the Colese bread of truck leasing," established a strong emotional bond. Both Joe and Art's attentive listening made Colese feel important and obliged to them. This feeling encouraged Colese to reciprocate, enabling negotiations and ultimately leading to a sale. Understand buyer psychology in sales. Joe understood that buyers base their decisions on emotions, which they then justify with logic. They don't make decisions purely based on reason. Using his knowledge of psychology, Joe changed Colese's buyer's script to control the decision-making process. He left Colese with only one option, to say yes. Joe knew that for buyers like Colese, the emotional aspect of buying is more important than the product, price, features, or solutions. Salespeople who perform exceptionally well can sense, manage, deal with, and influence their buyer's emotions, which may not always be rational. UHP intelligence. Sales superstars require four types of intelligence to excel. 1. Innate intelligence, IQ. Having above average intelligence is crucial, but IQ is fixed and cannot be improved. 2. Acquired intelligence, ECHO. Hard work and education can boost ACT significantly. 3. Technological intelligence, TQ. Being tech-savvy and adaptable to new technologies is key. Lacking TQ can hinder success. 4. Emotional intelligence, EQ. Those with EQ manage their emotions well and understand how to positively influence others' emotions. Challenge buyer expectations. With these four types of intelligence, UHPs can surprise buyers, like placing Colese's bread on the desk. This offers bright, shiny things that appeal to the brain's amygdala. Our brain looks for patterns. UHPs find creative ways to break these patterns and change buyers' expectations. They, like Joe, change the game and make the sale. These strategies need an intuitive grasp of psychology. For instance, UHPs understand that small commitments lead to bigger ones. They aim to get buyers to commit in small ways, agree to more meetings, introduce them to higher-ups, take them on tours, invite them for dinner, and so on. These micro-commitments help salespeople gauge buyers' interest. They also help UHPs guide buyers through each step of the selling process. Every step towards a sale increases the chances of success. Sales EQ. When talking to buyers, pay attention to their feelings. Listen closely to how they answer your questions. Do they talk openly or keep their responses in check? Are they closed off or open? What does their body language tell you? What can you learn from how they speak and their eye contact? Don't just be aware. Rely on your sales EQ, which is about understanding emotions in sales. It's where human psychology and influence frameworks meet. People with strong sales EQ use human behavior patterns, shortcuts, and mental biases to persuade buyers. They follow the four pillars of sales EQ. 1. Empathy. High achievers aim to enhance their customers' businesses. These salespeople use empathy to grasp their customers' needs and serve them better. 2. Self-control. A salesperson's biggest foes are disruptive emotions, such as fear, anger, uncertainty, insecurity, impatience, attachment, detachment, arrogance, blaming, and delusion. Successful salespeople manage these negative emotions. 3. Self-awareness. Top performers understand their emotional blind spots, strengths, and weaknesses. They recognize that their behavior and words impact others and that disruptive emotions can harm sales. 4. Sales drive. Selling is a challenging and potentially disheartening profession. If you don't perform, you don't earn. Top performers possess drive, which includes optimism, competitiveness, and a strong desire to succeed. The emotional wall. The beginning of a sales relationship is like facing an emotional wall between the seller and the buyer. To succeed, you must break down this barrier. If it stays up, consider if your words or actions are stopping you from making an emotional connection with the buyer. Think about changing how you communicate. Are you talking too much and not listening? If yes, try a different approach. Practice with a colleague pretending to be the buyer and assess your new style for sincerity, believability, likability, and communication effectiveness. In large sales, there are 5 key stakeholders. 1. Buyers. These are the decision makers within an organization who can approve a purchase but may not have the authority to release funds. 2. Amplifiers. They are individuals within the buyer's company who are adept at identifying internal problems that your product or service can solve. They spread information about the problem within the company in the hopes of implementing a solution by purchasing your product or service. Amplifiers have varying levels of influence on the purchase decision. 3. Seekers. These are employees within the customer's organization who research available resources and vendor options to address the problems identified by amplifiers. Seekers have minimal influence on purchase decisions. 4. Influencers. Managers and executives within the organization who have significant influence on whether the company will purchase your product or service. It's important to find advocates among them, convince the undecided, and address the concerns of the skeptics. 5. Coaches. These are specialized employees who can support your sales efforts by providing valuable internal information to help you close the deal. You like me. Buyers want to feel heard and understood. As you talk to them, they decide if they trust, believe, and like you. Showing understanding and care can make a difference in how much they like you. Here are 10 suggestions to increase your likability. 1. Smile. This creates a positive first impression. 2. Voice tone. Keep a neutral, friendly, and upbeat tone. Avoid regional dialects. If you have one, try to eliminate it. 3. Be polite. Rudeness drives clients away. Use good manners. 4. Dress. Your appearance should not hinder your sales success. Always dress well. 5. Grooming. Look neat. Keep your hair and nails well maintained. 6. Attention focus. Stay fully engaged and present. Keep your mind on the buyer in front of you. 7. Style. People like those who are similar to them. Match your style to your buyers. 8. Language. Speak like your buyers. Use their words and approach. 9. Enthusiasm. High-energy people are likable. Show your passion. 10. Confidence. Self-assurance is contagious. Be confident but not arrogant. People act on emotion and justify with logic. Emotions drive buying decisions, from complex to impulse purchases. Buyers can tell if you make them feel important. Everyone wants to feel valued. To make your buyers feel significant, use their names, mention something personal, and show respect for their perspective. Alternative strategies. If your current approach isn't working with a potential customer, here are some different strategies to try. Reach out to someone else within the same company who might be more receptive. Suggest parting ways amicably. Move on from this particular sale and focus your efforts elsewhere. Top performers in sales are practical. They understand the value of their time and recognize when it's best to let go of deals that aren't progressing. Being a salesperson today is tough. With the internet and other technology, buyers have more information and options than ever before. This makes it challenging for salespeople to stand out, especially with new competitors entering the market. Having good sales EQ can give you an advantage. Modern buyers don't want overwhelming presentations filled with product features. They prefer genuine human interaction. Key points. 1. Salespeople must understand and manage emotions, interpersonal skills, and relationships to become ultra-high performers, UHPs. 2. UHPs surprise buyers, change their expectations, and guide them through small commitments toward a sale. 3. Sales EQ is crucial for understanding buyer emotions, using human behavior patterns, and persuading effectively. 4. Salespeople face an emotional wall with buyers, which must be broken down to make an emotional connection. 5. Understanding buyer psychology is key. Buyers base decisions on emotions, which they justify with logic. 6. Top sales performers possess 4 types of intelligence: IQ, AQ, TQ, and EQ. 7. Likeability is crucial in sales. Smile, be polite, dress well, and show enthusiasm to increase buyers' trust and liking.